From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The ongoing violence between Israelis and Palestinians is likely to top the agenda of an Israeli cabinet meeting later today. Meantime, several Palestinians have been killed as that wave of stabbing attacks on Israelis continues. We get more now from Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Israeli troops fired tear gas at Palestinian protesters in the West Bank after several stabbing attacks. The violence erupted a month ago at the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, the site Jews call the Temple Mount. Palestinians accuse Israel of trying to take over the Al-Aqsa compound. This Palestinian man on the street says the stabbings are a natural response to Israeli actions at Al-Aqsa. Israel categorically denies any attempt to change the status quo at the disputed holy place. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
A powerful, slow-moving typhoon hit the northern Philippines earlier today. Heavy winds, rains pounding the island of Luzon, and there are no reports of casualties so far. Forecasters are predicting that Typhoon Kapu could dump 600 millimeters of rain over the next several days, as other weather systems in the area are keeping Kapu hovering over Luzon. Iran has rejected U.S. and French allegations that its recent missile test violates U.N. resolutions. This came a day after the U.S. ambassador, Samantha Power, said the missile launched on October the 10th was capable of delivering a nuclear weapon. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said Saturday that Russia's military aim in Syria is to defend its national interest and to defeat the Islamic State and not to keep President Bashar al-Assad in power. In Washington on Friday, President Obama commented on Russia's Syria campaign, declaring that the offensive in that country is not going to work. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called Europe's migrant and refugee crisis a situation of global solidarity. Mr. Ban visited a community shelter when he was in Rome on Saturday, where he met with refugees and their children.
Having met all these children and family members and women, I was very much sad, but I was also very much heartened by the stories, and they told me. The stories were heartbreaking. At the same time, I really wanted to give them a sense of hope.
The wave of asylum seekers continued on Saturday, with busloads of migrants arriving for the first time to Slovenia from Croatia after Hungary sealed its border with Croatia just hours before. The United States has sent military equipment and a small contingent of troops to Cameroon to fight Boko Haram terrorism. We get that story now from Moki Edwin Kinsica in Yaoundé.
Among the military equipment being supplied by the United States is armored vehicles with the capacity to shelf bombs and detect landmines. Colonel Jean-Jacques Fouda, in charge of Cameroon military equipment, did not disclose the total contents of the material, but says the armored vehicles are some of the best Cameroon has ever had.
This car protects the soldiers to do patrol mission, long range, fight against mines.
Within the past several months, Boko Haram militants have resorted to using suicide bombers and planting mines on Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria, a stronghold of the insurgents. Cameroon has lost more than 100 civilians in the suicide bomb attacks. Moki, Edwin Kinzika, Yaoundé.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the stability of the world is directly linked to climate change and its impact on food security for billions of people. In a speech to the Milan Expo, Mr. Kerry argued that the unrest tied to climate change induces agricultural failure, which he says poses an international threat. Expo is focused on food security, and Secretary Kerry urged attendees to act quickly against climate change.
That's the latest world news from VOA.